Blog Talk Radio.
Lion Show is all on and popping tonight. That fabulous is going down, you guys. The show that you all been waiting for, we're talking about Rochelle returning. Rochelle Gray, we're talking about Bea Fox returning. Oh, yes, but we also have the rest of the queens. We have Harmony. We have Crystal Snow. We have Roxanne Monroe. It's going down, y'all, man. Y'all don't want to miss this. Tell a friend. Tell everybody. Hey, we showing love, man. Beautiful women. It's, you thought that we couldn't handle all this beauty in one show? It's going down. Like it or not, with Michael Lane is right here, and it starts right now.
Like it or not. Like it or not.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. I hate to start the show off with a sad note, but I have to. It's a very, very sad story, very sad ending to a very sad beginning. I have to give a very special heavenly love shout to Bobby Christina Brown, who passed away last night. At the age of 22. We all know about her story. We all know about Whitney Houston. We all know about Bobby Brown. I want everybody to take this lesson. Let's all join together and become better parents. Those of you all who are parents, let's become better examples to our kids. This is not a message to tear down the great Bobby Brown. I give my deepest condolences to you, brother. And it's not a way of condemning the great Whitney Houston. Rest in peace, baby. But we all should look in the mirror, all of us, those who are parents, to say, hey, we can be better examples to our kids. Much love to them. Much love to each and every one of you all. Rest in peace. Bobby Christina, thank you all for joining me from all around the world. Thank you all for joining me for yet another edition of LION. That's Like It or Not with Michael Lane, right here, Blog Talk Radio and Smack Tongue Radio. We're going to run this on smacktongue.com as well. Thank you all. If you all have any comments for these beautiful young women, I'm going to talk to them. And then you all, we will open up the lines. But I'm going to talk to these fabulous, beautiful women in just seconds. You call me. Call and show these beautiful women love. Area code 347-826-9357. I will give the number later on as we go on, the show progresses. Now, before we get into Fantabulous itself, let's get into the queens of Fantabulous. Now, I want to talk to you, of course, as the CEO, Rochelle Dre. She will join us in a few, again, because she's been on the show before, as you all know. Bea Fox, she's been on the show before as well, and she will join us. There are also first-timers. We have Roxanne Monroe. We have Harmony, and I'm going to talk to each and every one of them, including Crystal Snow. We're going to talk to Crystal Snow, and we're going to break down the beauty queens of Fantabulous Incorporated. Hello, Crystal.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I'm great. And it's great talking to you, great hearing from you, and welcome to the show for the very first time.
Thank you. I'm super excited.
Now, I'm gonna have to talk to you a little bit because you're from where I'm at.
Yes. Yep, Chicago.
Chi-town all day.
Yep, born and raised.
Same here, definitely. And I'm glad to have a talent like yourself coming from my hometown, our hometown.
Thank you.
How long have you been modeling?
I have been modeling for a year now.
Oh, really? So
yep.
you're a newbie.
I'm a newbie.
All right. So how long have you been a part of Fantabulous Incorporated?
I have been with Fantabulous since January of this year.
Okay. Now, the modeling thing, how did you get into it? Were there any influences? Before we get to not Fantabulous, I'm going to get into that in a little second, but your modeling in general, how did you become enchanted with that business?
Well, I started, actually it just kind of happened by accident. I had a photographer off of Facebook contact me and tell me that he liked my look and asked if I would do a photo shoot with him. And so I did one with him, and then he posted those pictures, and it just kind of rolled on from there.
Oh, wow. So, and that was the beginning of something big because you ran, or you now are one of the queens of Fantabulous. Now, how did that come about?
Well, I saw a posting on Facebook that Rochelle had posted about a open casting call that they were looking for new models for their agency. And so I applied and went through all the rigorous steps of becoming a Fantabulous model, and I'm super excited to be a part of their growing agency.
Absolutely, absolutely, Crystal. Are you really right now with everything? And I'm pretty sure, I mean, you just started. Basically, you're a baby in the game. And for you to be at this point in this level this so fast, how is it? How does it feel to get such great compliments? Because I love personally, I love your work, as you know. And how is it right now? I mean, have you ever thought that you would be getting so much compliments and recognition?
No, no. Never in my wildest dreams did I think it would happen, one, that it would happen at all, or two, that it would happen this fast. And I definitely have to give, you know, mad props to Rochelle and Bella for, you know, helping me to even jump to the next level. Because when I met them in January, I was still a newbie and still kind of starting out. And they definitely just, I mean, they shot me like a rocket out of a cannon. I mean, they just really... They boosted me up. They were a huge help.
That's beautiful. That's what's going down. I'm going to go back to Crystal. I'm going to go back to you in just a minute. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, Blog Talk Radio, Smack Tongue Radio. You all know how we do. I'm going to introduce to you guys, well, to some, because a lot of you all probably know, yet another great model from Fantabulous. We're talking about the lovely, the beautiful Roxanne Monroe. Roxanne?
Yes. Hi, how are you, Michael? Hi, everybody.
Oh, what is good, Roxanne? Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, no, thank you for inviting. It's a pleasure.
Now, talking about, I love Crystal, and I love you, your works. You guys take some spectacular photos, all of you. So, Roxanne, did you have to learn how to really, because you have some great, great poses. Did you have to learn, or was it just a natural thing for you?
I would love to say it was a natural thing, and I was born that way. But believe me, Bea Fox helped me improve my poses. So, you know, it is a lot of practicing, but to be guided by a good mentor is always a plus. So, yeah, I did need to be taught.
Now, you just mentioned Bea Fox. Now she's your mentor, right?
Yes, she is.
See, now, no wonder you're top-notch. I mean, Bea Fox is like, she's ridiculous. I mean, she is just so no wonder you're top-notch,
yes.
Here, Roxanne.
Yes, I learn from the best. Yes, I do.
Yes, goodness. So, Roxanne, first off, before you talk about that,
Fantabulous. Okay.
How long have you been in Fantabulous, in modeling in general?
Fantabulous, I've been since January 12th of this year. I was introduced, by Bea. We discussed it, and she told me what they were all about. And right from the get-go, I was energized and ready to go because when it's positive, I'm all about it, and that's exactly what Fantabulous is about.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now everybody talks about the positive side of modeling, and I definitely understand that. But there can be some down times, some hurtful times. Can you tell us one of those, if you've experienced that?
Yes, I can share with you one of the experiences I've had. Last year, I was homeless, and it was a hard thing for me, and I pulled through it, and I wasn't sure if modeling was going to still be in my future. But with great guidance and a great ear, I got to talk out how I felt, and I realized that this is my passion, and I wasn't going to give it up, being homeless or not. So I just kept going.
Oh, wow. How did you find this strength?
Well, it's my mentor, Bea Fox.
Yes. Oh, that's beautiful. And I'm glad to have I wish I didn't go through that, but I'm glad to have someone that I can relate to, Roxanne, because I had two stints of homelessness. And I'm so glad that we can definitely have our success story. So that's absolutely beautiful.
I really do. I believe that you can overcome any obstacle with positivity and a great, great friend. So I'm glad that you got to overcome it because it feels awesome that I got to overcome it. So I could just imagine how you felt.
Oh, yes. It is absolutely exhilarating. Not to give up, and that's a message for all of you all out there. Do not give up. Just keep
never
on
give
fighting.
Up.
Never give up. Never give up. We're going to come back to you, Roxanne. We're going to talk to all of you all. Hey, guys, I know you all are inspired right now. You're feeling good. You just heard Roxanne Monroe. Just heard Crystal Snow. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, Smack Tongue Radio. Guys, again, we're going to talk to the ladies first, and then we're going to open up the phone lines, okay? So just hang on, guys. I know I got just received a couple of emails, so you all hang on. And we're going to talk to the beautiful, the knockout. I'm going to tell you guys something. When my staff, myself, was looking at the pictures of Harmony, one of my friends described exactly what it was, like a knockout, like somebody put on some gloves and knocked you out, and just knocked out. So the lovely, the beautiful Harmony, how are you? Model Harmony.
I'm good, and yourself?
Great. I'm doing great. Congratulations on everything so far.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, how long have you been in the biz, Harmony?
I've been modeling on and off for about 2 years.
Wow. See,
yeah.
I mean, it seems like you've been doing it for much longer. Now, did that actually come natural for you? Because it seems like you're natural.
Yes and no. Practice, of course. Thanks to Thea Fox, she helped me so much. But it wasn't that easy, you know. But you let me learn.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, harmony, now, we all know that there can be some great, you just mentioned the lovely Bea Fox, there could be some great people who can push you and help you. Have you ever experienced someone who tried to, like, maybe derail your confidence, those who want to tell you, hey, don't go into this, find something else to do?
Of course, and I would have to say myself, actually, because the enemy had me thinking that I wasn't good enough to do it, or I wasn't pretty enough, or I didn't have a certain body to do it. So, you know, I had to pretty much talk to the Most High, and, you know, he gave me some insight, and I just did what I had to do.
Absolutely, and the outcome, as you can see, the response from people, you know that the devil is a liar.
Yes, he is. Amen.
All right, all right. The lovely Harmony. Now, Harmony, can you name us a couple of influences that got you into modeling, or just your influences, period?
I would have to say... really, Queen Latifah, Monique, of course, and my lovely mother. My mom, she was a plus-size woman, and I've seen her. She always took care of herself and was taking beautiful pictures. So I was like, okay, why not? Like, I'm going to do the same thing and just take it to the next level.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. I'm going to pose that same question to Roxanne. Roxanne, your influences?
Yes. My influence, okay, well, let's start with I love Selena. I've always loved Selena as a younger girl because she was English-speaking. Yes. And, you know, I am also English-speaking Latin American. I do speak a little bit of Spanish, but I mostly speak English, and I didn't have any influences that I knew of until Selena. So that was one of my main ones. And I also have some other ones. I have Whitney Houston. I always love her passion, her singing, her soul. I also have some male influences, like Bob Hope. I think humor is really, really, it's really great. If you have humor, you can get through a lot of things. Those are just a few of them. But one of my main ones is Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Beautiful. Oh, that's beautiful. That's and we all know. The legendary Marilyn Monroe. Oh, definitely. How about you, Crystal?
Well, probably my first influence would be the plus size model Emmy. Back when I was in like middle school, I had gotten her book for a Christmas gift. And so I read her story, and she was just truly like an inspiration to me, that it didn't matter your size or, you know, what color you were or anything like that. You could do whatever you wanted if you put your mind to it. And then as I got older, it was definitely Marilyn Monroe as well. And actually, it was also Christina Aguilera. I just like her spunk. I like her, how she's got, you know, the good girl side of her and then also the dirty girl, bad girl side of her. So those would probably be my main three.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, these great choices. Great women. Like It or Not with Michael Lane. Smack Tongue Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yes, it's going down. The Queens of Fatabulous Incorporated. We are going to get to Bea and Rochelle in just a moment. I'm just going to ask these three lovely ladies one more question. I have to ask them. I have to ask you all this. I know, and we all know, we're all seeing that you all are beautiful, lovely models, but can you tell us your talents outside of modeling?
Yes. You mean besides shopping? No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, that's a talent.
No, I actually, Roxanne Monroe really does love fashion, all things makeup, girly stuff. You will find me once in a while locked in my room playing my own fashion show and playing with some makeup. You're never too old to keep practicing. I love those things.
Absolutely. Great. How about you, Harmony?
I love makeup. That's just my thing. I was actually a beauty advisor at Macy's doing makeup. That's my thing right there. And I can do a little singing. Yeah, just a little bit. Nothing like Whitney Houston, but, you know, then I can carry a note.
All right, now. What about you, Crystal?
Well, my talents, I love to dance. I'm a huge fan of dancing. I do Zumba to work out, and then on the weekends, I love going to the club with my girls just to dance and, you know, relax and let loose. And then on top of that, I love my nails. I love getting them done. I love picking different designs, and they're definitely a huge part of who I am as well.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up, y'all. Like It or Not with Michael Lane, Blog Talk Radio, Smack Tongue Radio. Oh, yes, it's combined, y'all. We're doing it. We're doing it all around the world. And we are talking to the plus model queens or the model queens of Fattabulous. And let me tell you something. Let me just get right here to the point. You all heard her name so many times so far. And I want to talk again because, as you all know, and we've got very great reaction to Miss Bea, don't call me Bella, Fox, on the show. So, Bea Fox, welcome back.
Hola. It's nice to be back. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing great. Now, you remember that that story we talked about last, about that wedding?
Excuse me? I didn't hear the question.
Oh, well, that was just an inside thing about when the last time you were on the show and we were talking about that crazy marriage.
Well, you were supposed to propose to me. And you fell through. Wow. You wanted me to put you on blast on air. That's okay. Yes. He just flaked on Bea Fox. You heard it here first on Mike. Like it or not.
So how have you been doing, Bea? You've been really just posting your wonderful, your lovely pictures, and really promoting a very great lifestyle. How's that been going?
Well, my life is fabulous. I'm truly blessed and honored to have all these beautiful ladies in my life. And as far as my lifestyle, that's exactly what it is. I've been on this journey for over a decade. A lot of people don't know that this has been in the making. And so the reason I decided to share my journey of a positive lifestyle, not because I just started it, but it's because I wanted to share with everyone. Yes, I am physically, it's noticeable, I am shrinking, but there's a reason to this, and it's to be healthy, and I'm all about pro health and self-love, and it doesn't matter your size. If you don't have those two, regardless of your circumstances or situations, you will never be happy, and that's something that I wanted to instill in my message.
And that's beautiful, and it's very inspirational. It's very inspiring, and I just had to mention that because, it goes across the board. It's more than just inspiring women. It's inspiring men like me, and I personally thank you.
Oh, well, you're very welcome. Love sees no gender or color. So if anybody gets a message, it's all about love.
That's right. That's right, Bea. Thank you so much, Bea. Now, Bea, one more thing, Bea. You have been taking some very, very beautiful pictures, as I know it, and I describe it as something like almost like a song. I can think of a song when I see your picture. I think of a movie or some kind of storyline or something. Is that how you wanted your photos to come out, like where it just tells such a great story to go along with, you know, just more than just beauty?
Thank you. When it comes to photography, you always want, it's still acting. You want to sell the mood. You want the audience to feel what is going on at that moment, whether it be genuine or creative for the imagination. They don't know what it took to get that shot. All they see is the finished, beautiful product. And so I continuously try to grow and evolve in my art, in my creativity. And even some of the pictures, they may have been a little more less conservative, but they're still beautiful art. Like, for example, my sensual art. That's something I incorporated, that it's new in my portfolio. And I'm very proud of it. I am extremely proud of it because it's selling the mood. It's selling the concept without being vulgar. It is very tasteful. You know what? A woman can be confident and do whatever she wants. She just has to be. She has to believe. And if the audience can get that from my work, that is such a huge bonus because I am very, very proud of it. And those at work to help me create it.
Yes, and definitely you should be, because that's exactly what I get from your photos. So, this is Like It or Not with Michael Lang, and you just heard, the lovely Bea Fox again on the show, and it's not over. We'll definitely have you return. And also another returning, we're talking about the CEO. We're talking about the lovely, the gorgeous Rochelle Dre.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for joining me again.
It's definitely a pleasure. This is big for me, for the girls.
Yes, definitely, Rochelle. Now, Rochelle Dre, can you please tell us all from around the world, can you tell us all what is Psy Sexy Evolution?
The Psy Sexy Evolution is you don't have to be a size 2 to be sexy. You don't have, there's no size limit to it. It's all about self-confidence and how you feel within yourself. It all starts within yourself. That's kind of why I came up with that tablet, because it's not about a plus size or a smaller size model. It's about a curvy woman embracing what she has. I have not always been plus size. I was on the lower scale, but I taught self-esteem class to plus size women, and that's really what was my motivation, because there were so many beautiful plus size women, and their self-esteem was, taken from them because of society and how they looked at it. So ever since then, I just felt like I could make a stand.
Absolutely. Wow. So now, that the whole Fantabulous movement, is that how it began? Was it the how did that really come about? What really was the inspiration behind the starting of this Fantabulous movement?
It did not start off as Fantabulous for me. I was kind of, trying to explore the world and see what avenue I wanted to go. I always wanted to manage, though, my own team, whether it was, somebody else that I started off with, and I was their vice president, and so I wanted my own. But what really, really just did it for me is, like I said, I was not always plus size, how I got treated when I crossed over to the plus size.
And compared to how I got treated when I was slimmer, you know, I mean, and it's for people to recognize, because, I mean, I got, you're fat, you're, you know, you're the, oh, my God, what happened, you blew up. I got all that. But my confidence never left. So I thought to myself, somebody out there is probably going through what I'm going through. So we stand together, you know, we can protect ourselves and understand that because of our size, we're not.
Oh, wow, that's. It got really how tough did it get? I mean, did the people, the jobs, did the people started turning their back? Did they say, oh no, we don't need now, all because of maybe you know, a slight weight gain or something?
I honestly, Michael, I have always got you're very pretty. You're really pretty. But I had one person tell me, you know, you're so pretty, but your size is not going to do it for us. And talking about, a hit to the chest and throat and stomach and everything else, that for a minute, if I would have been weak-minded, it would have took my self-esteem and confidence away. You know, but I kept my head to a different avenue and said, you know, well, this person over here thinks I'm beautiful regardless of my size. Let me go over here and work with them. And that kept my confidence up and, you know, going, because it can be taken, but your tongue is so wicked, so you have to watch what rolls off of it. And I mean, it can take my spirit and crush it.
Yes, it can. I want you to expand on this, because in a few minutes we're going to talk about how, you know, there's women out there that are interested in joining this great company, and we're going to get to that. But I also want them to hear, what did it take? Can you describe for us what did it take after hearing such negativity to the point where you should have really given up? There's somebody in that same position right now. What did it take for you to shake that off and say, oh, no, this is not happening. I am going to make it. Can you tell some of my listeners?
It really, really took for me to train myself to put me first, love me regardless. If I don't love me first, I can't expect anybody else to love me. And I mean, it took me years because, like I said, from going from, you know, a small person to a plus size, you know, I mean, cruelty. I'm just being honest. It's cruel out there, you know, plus size, you know, population. And, like, you know, I just couldn't. These women, these three women that you talked to tonight, and Bea Fox, I have to. She is the modeling manager, our coach, everything. I'm the owner, but she coaches me too. With so many women to understand, and her passion, and these girls' passion to understand that we are plus size, but we're beautiful. You don't really get that. You know, and they're my sisters. I'm the owner, yes, but those are my sisters. And, you know, it just, to get so many people in one understanding to have the same mind is amazing to me. And I've watched everybody grow. You know, I mean, I'm just excited about, you know, everything. And I'm ready to move on. And I'm going to accept new girls. And, I mean, and it's not just me, because Bea Fox is a manager, but that is also my right hand. We do everything. We vamp everything. I mean, we put these girls through pure, excuse my French tail, to get onto Fat Fabulous. You know, and they did it. So it's all about, but it wasn't easy for any of us. Financially, there's financial hurt. You got to, Bea used to have us do our classes. You got to have this done by this week. Okay, well, a bill came up, or I didn't get to work, or I got fired. How am I going to get this done? And Bea wants this. Or, I mean, it's a struggle. But keep going. Believe in yourself and keep going.
Amen. Amen to that. Definitely. Definitely. Wow. Powerful. Rochelle Dre right here, Like It or Not with Michael Lane, SmackDown Radio. Blog Talk Radio. This is for you all. I hope you all listen and listen good. We're going to talk to Rochelle real quick. We're going to ask her. I'm going to ask you, please let all these beautiful women out there, let them know they're interested in Fat-tabulous. They want to join. They want to be a part of this movement, a part of this team. They want to be a Fat-tabulous model. What do they need to know in order to pursue that dream?
What they would have to know is this is a process. This is a process. This is investing in yourself. This is really a commitment. It's just a commitment, and that's what these women have to understand. And what I want them to know is we are willing. We don't care about color, race, gender. Color, race, disabilities. I will work with women with disabilities, but we have a website. They can apply on there because before we used to personally hand out applications, but I'm going to put on a website so people who want to apply.
Yeah, do we lose her?
I don't know.
I think we lost her. Okay.
Hello.
Okay, we must have lost Rochelle. Hopefully she can get back to us.
This is Leah Fox. Where they can apply at www.fatabulousinc.com.
Thank you, Bea.
Okay, let's repeat that again so everybody can get that.
Of course you were covering me. I don't know why I would think
that's
any different.
That's teamwork.
But, yes, www.fatabulousinc.com. You can see our mission statement, see what we're about. You can see the models. It is being updated weekly, but the application will be available on there starting tomorrow. So we want you to know, be ready. If you're going to apply, we're very serious about our company. We put you through the ringer to get in, but once you're in, we love you like a sister. We'll do anything for you to help you, succeed. But you can definitely hit any of us up on Facebook. I don't even want to say that, but yeah, you can definitely hit any of us up on Facebook and go from there. The application process goes through me or Bea generally, but all these girls have contributed somehow to that traveler. So any hitting up any of them or contacting any of them to ask them, how do I become, that's fine. Harmony has sent people to me. Crystal has sent people to me. Roxanne has sent people to me. So any of us can be, contacted if somebody's interested in being fat-fabulous.
Absolutely. And serious inquiries only. This is very serious, guys. If you're really serious about this, please do it. But if you're unsure, you have to be sure. You have to be sure. You have to be ready because this movement is real. So please, guys, you all heard the information. Please. And there's even a fantabulous Facebook page
fan
that
page.
They can reach, right?
Yep.
Fan page.
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. I will have the information on my pages as well as my Twitters, as well as my Instagram. It will be posted all over. So guys, you guys can't miss it. Okay, so I'm going to make sure that we all have all the information. Now, I recently received an email about it, and I promise, guys, I will have it on my pages. I will also have it, and again, I will also have their fan pages, fantabulous fan pages. I will have all the information that you all need, and so you all cannot miss this. Okay, so you guys are really serious about this. They will help you out. You heard these beautiful women talking about Bea. And you see how great they are. You see how beautiful they are. You see the pictures are top-notch. They can develop you. So if you feel a little underdeveloped as a model, don't sweat that. Just be serious. And believe me, this is and there's a reason why I have Fatabulous, these wonderful models, more than once. And I want you guys to know that this movement is for real. And I am so proud of you ladies.
Aww, thank you.
Thank you.
You all absolutely rock. And I'm going to ask you guys one more question. Well, two more. And I'm going to ask both of you all both questions right now. First off, I want to have each and every one of you all as a solo interview. I want you all back on my show on smacktongue.com, and I want to deal with you guys one-on-one. Is that fine?
That would be great.
Yes, definitely.
That sounds great. I would love that. That would be beautiful. And I'm going to start off with, and I'm going to end it with the CEO, but I'm going to start off with Harmony, and I want all of you all to have a closing message for your fans out there and those who, like me, who admire you guys so great. So I'm going to start with Harmony. Do you have any words for the fans out there?
Yes. I just have to say, keep the faith and know that you can do all things through him. Stay sexy and stay classy and stay true to yourself.
All right. Crystal.
I just want to tell everybody that it doesn't matter your size, color, nothing matters. If you put your mind to it, you can achieve it and you can go for it. And you just got to keep telling yourself that every day and just, don't give up, but just remember too to keep it classy, never trashy.
Yeah, yes, like that. Let's get down with Roxanne Monroe.
I want to tell everybody to stay positive. Good times, bad times, we have ups and we have downs. Never let anything keep you down. You get back up and you keep going. Okay? I love you guys.
Amen.
Amen. Bea.
Well, I would like to say thank you for the support and the love that everybody has taken and also the time. And also to remember that this is one life, and in our lives we are the main character. And sometimes we tend to forget that. And light will always thrive in darkness. No matter if it's a little spark, you will always see it. And so when we have a positive outlook in our lives, you know, anything is possible because we believe, because we are. And so it doesn't matter our circumstances. It doesn't matter our struggles, because that is what will mold us, just like a beautiful diamond, to the beautiful product that we are today. And even a diamond, when it's still beautiful, if you keep on cutting, it will just shine more. So this is not the end. This is only the beginning, and it's on our terms. And if everybody would understand that, then validation is not required from anyone, because we know. Mm-hmm. And once we understand that, that's when we're free, and we are our own limits.
Amen.
That's right.
Beautifully said.
We have less than a minute for Rochelle.
I, like everybody knows, I'm the owner, but guidance, understanding, communication, and willingness will show you that a group of five women can stick together.
Oh, yeah.
This is that type of thing. And I'm just, find your space, find your place, find the people that you can work with and make a stand. And don't stop until you feel like your dream has been reached.
Beautiful, beautiful. Ladies, it's been a wonderful, royal pleasure to have all this beauty in one show. I just thank you and I love you all.
We love you too.
Continued success, and I can't wait to have you all back.
Thank you.
You'll
be hearing from us.
Beautiful. And I thank each and every one of you all from all around the world. You fantabulous in the building. I love each and every one of you all. Don't forget to join me tomorrow night. All right? It's going down 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern on smacktongue.com.